Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning to another edition of Jawanza for Life. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to tune in. I do not assume that you could not be doing other things on a Sunday morning, but I'm so very, very thankful that you took the time out of your day to spend an hour with me. You will not regret it. I have had the pleasure of interviewing some very, very noteworthy people, and this interview today is no exception. She's been on my show many times, and I am truly, truly honored, and you will be blessed that you tuned in today. My special guest is an author and an internationally renowned holistic health specialist. She began her wellness journey back in 1969. She has since built an empire that has comprised books, lectures, healing centers, even music. Her first book, Heal Thyself for Health and Longevity, was published in 1993, A&B Book Distributors Incorporated, and quickly became a bestseller, introducing her to a legion of dedicated followers. By 2001, she published a second book called Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing the Feminine Body, Mind, and Spirit, with One World Ballantyne, following up with The City of Wellness, Restoring Your Health Through the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness. My special guest today has done, again, she's done workshops, she's done lectures, she's an author, and she's so very well respected. Some of her clients include Iyanla Van Zandt, Ben Vereen, Stevie Wonder, I mean, and the list goes on. If you haven't guessed by now, my special guest today is Queen Afua. Sister Queen, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest. Welcome to Jawanza for Life.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I feel at home. Whenever you call me, I say, okay, I'm coming back home. Thank you.
All right. Well, it feels like you're home. So I'm telling you, we've done so many interviews, and each time it's truly a blessing, and I am so very pleased and honored to be able to share with my listeners, to share you with my listeners, again, with the books that you've written, the workshops that you've done. So many people have heard of you, but for those of you who have not, introducing Sister Queen Afua. I've called everybody that I know, all my nieces, nephews, told them, listen, Queen Afua, you've got to hear this, sister. I mean, this information is truly life-changing. And again, let's get right into the interview. Sister Queen, for those of you who don't know your work, you know, who are not familiar with what it is that you do, they're like, Queen Afua, you know, why are you so high on this, on Queen Afua? Who is Queen Afua? Well, could you tell them how you got started on this path to wellness?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I started, you know, very young. I was 16 going on 17. I was a teenager. Actually, I was an artist. And I was a dancer, mm-hmm. a singer, and a young actress. But it was going to be snuffed out because I was extremely sick at the same time. I had chronic asthma and allergies and hay fever and eczema and PMS and headaches and arthritis. I had the list. I was like an old woman, you know, in terms of the number of diseases as a young woman. And so I went on a mm-hmm. healing retreat. That was the turning point for me. I was introduced to this holistic lifestyle. I had the asthma attack on the trip, but while on that trip, I started to take foods from nature, from the garden, and it was like an overnight mm-hmm. shift that happened for me. It was my first fast. I detoxed. Congestion came out of my system. The next day, I was sitting in a fireplace all night long with that heat and the fasting and the citrus juices and the teas. That next day, I detoxed. For an hour, wastes came out of every opening in my body, and for the first time in years, my lungs came back without my medication, and that eczema, the scratching stopped immediately, and the bloodshot eyes stopped, and I walked into a whole new way of life that changed my life forever, and hopefully that helped so many others as well. And from that point on, you know, mm-hmm. I picked up a book, which was my first book on healing, which was Dick Gregory, Cooking with Mother Nature. And I was on a cruise with him with Honor and Glory Travel this August, and that was wonderful. He's my mentor through his work, through his writings. And so I still continue the walk, and that's how it all started for me. I was sick, and tired of being sick and tired, as Fairlou Hamer said, and I found a way out, and that was holistic healing.
Wow, that has to be something to have healed yourself of asthma, used holistic medicine to heal other people, and to just see the effects of God's food on people, not just mm-hmm. their physical body, but spiritually. I mean, to the point now
yeah.
that you've gone out and had to write books about it, not just you. I remember the first book that I became familiar with you was Heal Thyself, and then came Sacred Woman, which, you know, started getting into not just the physical healing, but even the spiritual aspect of wellness as well. And one of the topics that you discuss often is for women, although you do have lectures and workshops for men, but for women, womb wellness is
mm-hmm.
a topic that you discuss. And I'd like to ask you a question, because when people hear the word womb wellness, they may just assume that that is the absence of a prolonged menstrual flow, or you know, the absence of fibroids, or the absence of a yeast infection. But from the emotional standpoint, could you talk about womb wellness from an emotional standpoint?
Well, the womb is actually, I call it the womb so we can connect from the heart. What I have found is the womb is the end result of unaddressed issues, of emotional issues that we have harbored, that we have literally collected over, maybe passed down. You know, our womb issues are not just ours from this life. One woman came and she's 32 years old, and seven of her aunts all have had hysterectomies, and the mother, her mother as well, and she was having emotional trauma in her womb, and she was having a tumor, and she was very stressed out in her relationship. And what ended up happening, she said, if I don't change, she knew in her heart, if I don't shift my lifestyle, that I'm going to have the same issues. So there's a prayer that came out of my recognizing that the womb is the end result of what we're feeling, and the prayer is simply this. And I have the women place their hands over their first eye, and I say, awaken the womb of your mind. For what you create, you birth, you create. For what you think, you birth, you create. Then I have her breathe in and out and place her palms in her heart center. And I say, awaken the womb of your heart. For what you feel, you birth, you create. And then I have her to place her hands over her physical womb. And then I say, awaken your seat of creation. For what you think and what you feel, you birth through your seat of creation. And today we birth womb wellness. And today we birth a new world of body, mind, and spiritual wholeness. So not only as a woman heals herself, what is she birthing? She's birthing a healthy relationship. She's birthing answers to her quest. She's birthing children that are healthy and vibrant. Many of our children are being born with type 2 diabetes. They're being born with forms of cancer. It's like they're being sniped out, wiped out before they get started. And it's really coming from what she's feeling and who she's even attracting into her life. If a woman is attracting a man that is toxic and imbalanced, it's because that's what she's carrying as well. And so as she heals herself, even if a man is toxic and imbalanced, when he puts his eyes upon her, he would want to heal himself. And she would know exactly what to do to help him, to support him. And with that, then you have harmonious relationships. That's what we're birthing. Out of a healthy woman, she then attracts healthy relationships. Most women are in pain. If you ask a woman, how are you doing every time you have your menstrual flow? Oh, I take, you know, this medication or that medication, or I take birth control because the bleeding is so heavy, or I've had a tumor, the tumor. But it's really, what is she thinking? What was her relationship with her mother and father? Was there incest in the family? Was there violence in the family? Was she stressed out from the time she was young? Is she eating a lot? Is there a lot of flesh eating and junk and processed food that's in the family? Are we eating to release stress? Are we eating for wellness? And most times we're eating because we're stressed out. And when we get stressed, it's a circle. You're stressed, then you eat something stressful. You eat something stressful, then you're eating clots. So you have to start by getting your mind together and say, listen, I'm going to heal my womb. I'm going to heal myself. Now, I'm going to make this disclaimer. If a woman is seeing her physician, she can continue seeing her physician, but it's basic training. Every woman should take this womb wellness training because that's called basic womb healing training.
Mm-hmm.
You should know, and men, the husbands, the fathers, the sons, I have had so many brothers, husbands, fathers, bring the women to see me because when a woman is suffering, he's going to suffer. He's going to, like, he either stays away because she gets mad. They call her lunatic, Luna. She's crazy. Don't leave her alone in those 5 or 7 days. She's stressed out. She got an attitude. She's
mm-hmm.
evil. You know, that blood, but the blood is toxic. And the blood being toxic, it keeps her being angry, and it keeps her violent.
Mm-hmm.
Some women, they found that some of the women who are going in for murder, the murder happened,
mm-hmm.
and they murdered their husbands. It happened during her menstrual flow.
Wow.
And the menses is just a readout of everything you're going for the rest of the whole month or for years.
Mm-hmm.
So if the menstrual is, if it has an odor to it, if it's clotting, if it's heavy, like it's like river, all of those are indications how your life is going from you. The blood is your life. When you're losing blood, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, 2 weeks, you're losing your life force. You're dying while living.
Mm.
Your hopes and dreams
mm.
are dying. You gave up on yourself. You didn't think it was possible to really actually live your true purpose. So that's connected to the condition of your womb. It's connected to the condition of your life. So you can that's how you can get an inventory. What is going on with my life? Even if a woman doesn't have a menstrual flow and she's mature, she may have a prolapse womb. And as I mature, I realize, wait a minute, a prolapse womb, that is means that your husband is now looking for a younger woman because you cannot have intercourse anymore because your womb is now blocking the uterine canal. But what's happening also from having your uterus dropping down, they have no answers for that. They don't know how to pull that uterus back up. So they get a hysterectomy. That's the option. Or they have a net. You could have a net, like you have a net, like for your head net, a hair net, or a stocking net.
Mm-hmm.
You have a net put into your body to pull it up. But so I develop 108 poses of movements and breath and deep colon cleansing to get that pressure off of your uterus. Because you can bring it. It's all a circle. I'm talking one way, but it's a circle. Because if a woman is eating a lot of dairy, it's because she really needs nurturing. If she finds herself having a lot of sugar, she wants some kindness and sweetness in her life. If she's having a lot of starch,
mm-hmm.
she just doesn't feel fulfilled. Something is missing in her life, so she's eating 3 or 4 slices of bread, put some butter on it, and then she wants some macaroni. And when you find yourself in that loop, there's some emotional stuff that you need to stop everything and just take a good look and take self-inventory. What's going on that I have this pain every month? It's not the truth that we're cursed women. That's not the truth. So automatically it's told to us that because you're a woman, you're a cursed woman, and you have to be suffering. But it's not the truth. I've had thousands and thousands of women to work with me and start detoxing. All of a sudden, you know what the shock is? I don't have any more pain. Where's the pain?
Mm-hmm.
It left. It left because it was never to be there anyway. It's not natural to be in pain. Is unnatural, and it's a state of sickness and disease, but we can overcome, and that womb wellness wisdom training I give is a 28-day detox, and really, I coined it as a 28-day global detox, because when you start to heal a woman, the whole family shifts, the whole family improves,
mm-hmm.
everything comes up, and when she starts to heal, she starts to wake up that inner healer. So whatever is going in the house, she knows the foods, the juices, the herbs, the plants, the clay, the baths. She's in tune. And so she will even attract a mate who will be more in tune. So together they build a healthy family. So,
well,
brother,
you know,
if you have
Sister Queen,
mate,
you talk about.
Yes,
uh-huh.
go ahead.
I was going to say that, you know, when you talk about.
You have a mate that is having heavy.
When you talk about healing.
At your prostate. Because your prostate
mm-hmm.
is having the same issue.
You know, Sister Queen, when you talk about healing, then a first that an individual, man or woman, has to do is to first acknowledge, because in order to be healed, you first have to acknowledge that there's something that you need to be healed. Now, one of the things, you've written a book called Overcoming an Angry Vagina. Now, could you talk about that? Because there are a lot of women who are walking around here angry. There are a lot of women walking around hurt. There are a lot of women walking around, you know, suffering, okay, from this condition that you've outlined. Could you talk about that and how to cure an angry vagina?
Well, an angry vagina, it's not, we look at things more that it's a physical thing. It's not. It's actually an emotional issue that is caught up in your womb or caught up in your tissues. So you might have hit-and-run lovers in your past, whether it was a teenager, someone who said, I love you, you're the most beautiful, and everything, your ear got open, and you wanted that love, and maybe you didn't get it from your father, so you're seeking it here, there, and everywhere. And then he goes, you go, you're done, you're angry, you're upset, but it never was resolved. You never worked it out, and you didn't heal. So you carried that into your young adult life, and then you have another mate, and you both are not developed, and you haven't gotten answers to your life, and so now you come together again in ignorance and pain and suffering, both of you. And then you try to have a relationship, and the relationship goes sour, and then you're challenged again, and then you have a child, possibly by the second or third, and but you didn't get married, and you're upset about that, or whatever the case is, and then you're angry at the child, angry at him, angry, and so your uterus is now picking up all the signals. The womb actually remembers everything that has ever happened to us. It's like a picture is taken, and the womb has then all the information that's inside of us and how to heal and unravel, and how that shows up is that just ask the question to your womb. Your womb has a voice, and whether she's clotting, bleeding, she's telling you, a statement is being made. And that statement is, he hurt, they hurt, that hurt, it hurt, I'm hurting. And so the physical womb just says what's going on in her heart. And so it's layers and layers of pain. And as she begins to bathe, as she begins to cleanse, as she begins to juice, as she begins to pray, as she begins to affirm, as she begins to cry, as she begins to forgive, what will happen is her uterus, her womb, begins to repair. But I call it three womb centers: the womb of the mind, the womb of the heart, and the womb of the sacred seat. And so there is this call out to women, and I'm going to read it from the book. And it says, I dedicate Overcoming the Angry Vagina Journey to Womb Wellness to women from the four directions, east, west, north, and south, alone in a relationship, satisfied, struggling, blissful, to happy, vibrant, luscious, joyous wombs, to sensitive, supportive, loving partners of women who have angry vaginas, to unborn babies that may be born of parents who have overcome the negativity of an angry vagina or a hostile penis, to those who suffer from broken, hurt, and unresolved womb trauma, to wombs and souls who cry out, no more suffering, to an anonymous little girl who had an abortion at age 11, to a young sister who contracted womb cancer at age 16 as her mother stood by filled with anxiety about how to help the child of her womb, to the woman who frantically informed me of her fourth miscarriage. She had lost four babies, each in the fourth month of pregnancy. To the many women in quest of hysterectomy prevention. To women who have had a hysterectomy and are ready to reclaim the spirit of their wombs. To women and men who suffer from AIDS, virus, and STDs. To our daughters and our granddaughters and our sons and our grandsons. To a new world reaching for change. I dedicate Overcoming an Angry Vagina Journey to Womb Wellness to women on an inner quest for new womb stories and lives of rebirth, hope, love, forgiveness, enlightenment, restoration, empowerment, and to the men who love and honor these women as they love and honor themselves. May we purify and rejuvenate. May we collectively take our wombs and our destiny and our lives into our own hands and birth a world of peace and harmony, and there be war no more. And that's what this book is about. This is to answer those quests. These, everything that I've said and stated, thousands of women have come to me for all of these various issues, from either not being able to go full term because the tumor outgrew the minute that you conceived, the hormones started to grow that tumor at the same rate or faster than the baby was growing, and it's like a twin, that tumor pushed that uterus, that fetus out, returning ancestor trying to come through,
mm-hmm.
or to a woman who's had a hysterectomy, and then she's at 32, she's about to have an ovary removed or a fallopian tube removed, and then she realizes, wait a minute, if I put this clay pack on, if I take the castor oil packs, and if I do my inversion, and if I come off all of the flesh and the dairy and all of that, my womb will start to heal it as I do my womb journal. And then I start to answer the questions of how am I really feeling and what hurt am I still holding on to? Because the hurt, the more that we hold on, and we may feel justified, we may start saying, listen, this happened to me and that person did that to me, so I am going to be mad. I'm going to be mad at that person for the rest of my life. And I remember a woman was in a group. It was a circle of women. And I told all of them, I said, listen, I want you to call out his name or in some cases her name, and I want you to just release them. And I played the drum, and I just called them out. Then one woman, she balled up. She went to a ball, and she said, I will never say his name. And meanwhile, a tear was coming down her cheek, and I put my hand underneath her chin, and I caught the tear. I said, here he is. He's right here. And after that point, she realized what was happening, and she cried a river of tears, and the women gathered around her and said, it's okay. You know, we all are here to heal. And this is for our men. The men need to have whole women. Otherwise, you're going to have trauma and drama in your life, no matter what happens. And if a woman goes into a relationship sick, she's going to have trauma in her relationship. So we have to heal. Both women and men, we have to heal. If you see someone that you like, or you better do some healing together first. That will give you a great opportunity to come into a healthier relationship.
You know, sometimes, Sister Queen, people don't really know exactly what to expect when they enter into relationships, because they don't really necessarily know what their expectations are. Is this relationship to grow? Is this relationship to assist me in my spiritual evolution? You know, am I attracted to this brother because he's got a good job? You know, am I attracted to this sister because she is,
right. She has great, big booty.
You know, so a lot of times,
all that.
When
yeah,
they don't,
we get
exactly.
That.
So when
right.
So if you don't know what the expectations are or have not outlined what it is that you're looking for in this relationship beyond the physical stuff, beyond, oh, he's got a good job, or, you know, she's, you know, whatever, then a lot of pressure is put on the other person to live up to an undefined expectation, and that's very difficult to do, and so sisters might end up constantly being hurt, wondering, why did his brother do this, why did he do that? Well, maybe he didn't understand the expectation. It was never verbally expressed to him, and oftentimes sisters say, well, I shouldn't have to tell him that. He should know that. You know, well, brothers aren't mind readers, you know, and if he didn't have a mother to teach him, then how is he to just automatically know certain things? You know, so Sister Queen, I mean, everybody, I want to make sure that everybody finds out. We're going to talk about how they can get your books and everything, because this information that you have and that you're sharing is totally, totally life-changing. If you could talk about, because Sister, as a matter of fact, I was talking to a young woman, and she asked me, why do men cheat? You know, I guess, you know, somebody she knew was going through some stuff and, you know, was wondering, why is it that men can't be faithful? I'm sure that in your work with women that that's a topic that probably comes up a lot. Could you talk about just fidelity?
Well, you know, in ancient times, it was all types of relationships. There was monogamy and there was polygamy. And so in this time now, they're still happening. Both relationships are still happening. What we're up against really is we haven't been taught in the house. If a husband and wife are not together from your root, families are broken. So if you're raised by just a woman in the household, then there's going to be imbalance in your relationships. You're not going to be able to have the wherewithal unless you are taught. And we don't do a rites of passage. Rites of passage is supposed to happen when one is 13, 14 years old. They know what it is to be a man, what it is to be the woman, what it is to be to work as a family unit, and what is expected of the woman, the man. These things are discussed, worked out. Counseling is done even before. All that is done. So we come in with awareness and knowledge. But where we are now, it's, you know, people say, that's why there's so many abortions, because women are and men are coming together because they like each other. They just want to be intimate with each other, or they may be longing for someone, but they haven't really processed, and who are you? And then the pregnancy happens, and all of a sudden, I don't know him, I don't know her, I didn't mean for us to have a child, but you connected, you went into each other's body, something so deep and so sacred, and now there's conception here, and even on that level, we can't come together, so that we don't know each other. And then many are afraid, like women are afraid. They say, well, he looks like he's the candidate, and so you kind of grab it. It's the desperate zone. So you just grab at it, the relationship, but you're afraid that if I don't take this relationship on, somebody else will. And there's so many women out here that will take less from him, so I better just settle. I better just take. And then women, you know, it's not a blame. It's a reflection. That's what it looks like to me. It doesn't look like she's a damsel in distress and it's just all happening to her and her life is because of him and he just messed up her life. And that is not the truth. Our relationships are us. Our relationships are our conditioning. Our relationships are what we're feeling and what we're thinking and our fears and our doubts. And sometimes your greatest fears is what you end up living out. The fear about your father may have not been there, your mother, she was too busy. You start to do the same thing. It's in the blood. And so we have a lot of detoxing to do. And it's like, you have to establish, what do you want in this relationship? And a man, he may come in a relationship, since you mentioned that portion, he may come in a relationship saying, I don't really want to have a wife. I want to just have friendship. And in her mind, if I'm just with him, I could have him. I can change his mind. Or he says, you know, I have a wife, but I'm not happy with her, and she may feel, well, I can get him from the wife, and it's 5 years later, he's still saying, I have a wife, I'm not happy, but they're together. And some women are keeping that marriage together, because then he's good. He said, well, I got my sexual energy going, and I got my stable wife at home. I have everything I need. Why would I try to shake, mess with what I have? So if we have all these agendas, the honesty is not there. But if you get honest with yourself, if you get real with yourself, you can detect, you can pick up signals from the person's truth. Somebody could be saying one thing, it is a mask, and they're really meaning something else. Either way, she can say, oh, no, I'm not really looking for anything serious. Yes, she is. And then she said, she told her girlfriends, honey, I know exactly how to get him. And so when they do get married, married, the whole thing is the wedding. Because I know some of my daughter's friends, young girls, they get married. The whole thing was the wedding. It wasn't even him. It was the wedding. They were told that this time in their life is going to be, and they just need to have that man. And they get that man, and they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I had this. So they put a lot of emphasis on we're not really putting everything on the table, and we're afraid we're going to not have. So it's like we have a lot of healing. When a man or woman is healed up, though, they can find rivers and oceans of creativity and love and grace and beauty, the healthier that they are mentally, emotionally, physically. And in one of the ways in how to get that clean place is look at your parents. Look at their issues. And begin to forgive them, because otherwise the men don't want to commit because they're angry. most of the time, they're angry at their mothers, they're angry at their fathers. So they go to a mate and they're carrying that anger inside of them. That, but who is the woman not carrying that? It's the same thing. And so hers may be internal, maybe external. His may be, but they're carrying the same energy. And that's what brings them together in the first place. So you want to go into a relationship cleaned up. You got to clean up your stuff. You got to go into the closets of your soul and go into your realness and say, I'm carrying this hate. I'm carrying this rage. I'm carrying this abandonment as a child. I'm carrying this incest. How are you going to have a relationship and you have not healed that up? So you can continue to have relationships until you finally say, I'm going to higher ground. And so the deeper that you cleanse, the deeper that you heal, the deeper that you can forgive, the deeper that you can learn from every lesson. To me, every lesson, every experience you've ever had, thank all of your past. I mean, write your list. Put them all down and say, go teach what I say, thank you for that lesson. Thank you. Not sarcastically, but thank you, because if that relationship brought something out in you, either brought out your strength, it brought out your conviction, it brought out your determination to finally heal yourself and stop looking for it outside of yourself, but to first find that sincerity. We don't even keep promises with ourselves. We make a promise. How many New Year's resolutions? We all promise we're going to do this, and we don't hold that promise. So if somebody else doesn't call their promise, well, it's par for the course. We haven't been able to keep our own promise, our own devotion, our own dedication to our own word on ourselves. So how can someone else give us more than what we give ourselves?
Wow. Wow. Now, that's powerful. Everybody who's listening online, my special guest today is Queen Afua. She's an author, she's a lecturer, she's a counselor. She is awesome. And if you have questions and you'd like to speak with Queen, you have a question, all you have to do is press 1 on your telephone. That will alert me that you would like to speak with her, and I'll bring you on board. Wow, Queen, this is powerful. This is some powerful stuff, because you actually are holding up a mirror to people and saying, hey, listen, you know, look at yourself. Don't just look at the other person. Look at what's going on with you, because a lot of times people have this victim mentality. She did this to me. How could he have cheated on me? How could they have done this to me? And not really understanding that they actually draw these lessons, and that, you know, wherever you are, our energy is like magnets. We are going to draw what we are. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know how I started seeing that with my children? I said, okay, and each child that I had, I started to say, wait a minute, that's where I was at conception. I was at a different place at a different point for each child. And I started saying, oh, so that's really what I created. And when I woke up to that, I stopped being upset with them. I would just be their counselor. I shifted a bit from being the mother to reprimand and telling them what to do to, okay, now what are you going through? Okay, I understand. So it's in your DNA, you know. And so that is what I had to look at, strengths and weaknesses. And then I started to look back in relationships from the past. I had a lot of fear. I was afraid of a lot of things in my community as a child. I never felt safe walking in the street. And so all of those unsafe feelings, I attracted mates in my life that reflected that part of me, that gave me the fear, because I was carrying the fear. And they magnified what I was carrying or whatever it was. And I can dissect each one and knowing where I was at that time in my development, in my consciousness, in my subconscious and conscious state. A lot of things we're not conscious of. It's buried down deep. We're not looking at the stuff that's buried down deep. Sometimes it hurts too much to look at it. But what happens with that is you get self-empowered. And that's why the affirmation sticks with me, and I share with everyone, the power to heal everything is within us, because we created everything. So that's a very powerful place to be. So you mean, when we get an A in school, we take full credit. They said, wow, I did that, and the reason why that happens because of this, that, and the other, and you know what you studied, you know how much time you put into it, and you rewrote this, all of that. If you get a D in something, you say, oh, it was a teacher, I didn't get my books on time, you start blaming on the teacher, blame it on the school, blame it on somebody. But when you take full responsibility for your life and what has happened to it, then you are empowered. You can take it back to slavery. How can people come into our land and steal us away? Because we were tribal warriors, my tribe, your tribe. And I wanted something, so I would then put your tribe to danger. We have to unify as a people and stop looking at our differences and really just took it to the top. You know, your differences, light skin, dark skin, elder, youth, male, female, let's create house one and field one, all that separateness. We're one people, and you're one being. And in your oneness of your own self, in your taking full care of yourself, before I wrote Sacred Woman, I had this thump that hit my uterus. It like it was dropping out of me. I knew it was dropping out of me. I felt it. It was after I saw 30 clients that week, and everybody had chronic issues. And Friday that afternoon at 4 o'clock, I told someone who was working in my lab, I said, I felt my uterus dropping out, and I can't go to the hospital. Oh, what am I going to do? And so I was petrified enough to hear. I heard my inner voice, and it was coming from my womb center. And she said, right now, go upstairs, which was the second floor. She sent me to a particular room, which where I used to give my lectures. It was a carpet, and she said, put your legs up against the wall. She didn't say 45. She just put your legs up against the wall. It was 45 degrees. She said, now put your hand on me. I put my hand over my womb. I'm listening. See, once your life is threatened, that's when you really pick up your signals. If you want to act like you don't know at any other time, when a crisis happens, we kick in. And then all of a sudden, we know. And she started giving me instruction, what foods, what plants. She also told me I have womb overload. And I was getting toxic womb overload. And I had to change immediately. I ended up going away for 6 months and coming back and forth to New York, seeing clients, going away, seeing clients. Oh, that was the best time of my life because I was most balanced. Most balanced. I must repeat that experience all over again. And in that, going to the ocean on those 2 weeks, and I came back into New York for 9 to 10 days, I saw enough clients to cover me for a whole month. But when I came to see those clients, I was so energized. But all that time, the uterus was starting to come back up again. I was doing what I would say in the Sacred Woman's book. I was doing the castor packs and the clay packs, and I went out to the ocean, and I inverted my body. And that would have been a surgical procedure automatically. Well, by that time, it would have been a hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. But instead, the Most High in us has given us a way to heal ourselves. So people can hear maybe in the beginning, so you have to have somebody to consult with, like someone like myself who's okay, do this and that. But ultimately, as they start to heal and purify and cleanse, they're going to be able to hear that inner voice guide them. We call that inner voice God, over Deuteronomy, Judge, over. They're going to connect, and they're going to have their roadmap to a whole life.
You know, Sister Queen, somebody's hearing you right now. Somebody wants to talk to you. They press 1. And so, Carla, I'm coming to you right now. You're on the air with Queen of Four. Welcome to Juwanda for Life. You're on the
Hello.
Air.
Greetings. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good
morning. Good.
How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Okay, right. I have a quick question because I have a friend, and he's going through a breakup, and he's with the other girl that he messed with out of loneliness. And I told him, like, you can't do that because then you're wasting the other girl's time because she may be thinking something or whatever you're telling her, but you know secretly you're just with her because you don't want to be alone. And I told him because he's scared of being alone, he needs to be alone just to see what, you know, just to find out who he is and what he really wants. And because he keeps that wall in between him, it's never going to happen. I mean, he's never going to be happy. And this girl, I mean, do you think that she'll find out that he's with her? He's not going to tell her that, but do you think just as a woman she would find out naturally? Or what is your take on the situation?
She's having those same feelings. She's there. They're there for the same purpose. They were filling a void. they were too frightened to take the time. We're afraid of being alone, but we're not alone. We're with ourselves. Our true self has to emerge, and that's a, and so that means both of them have to have the courage. But if they don't have the courage, they may keep that relationship going. It can go indefinitely. But it's a reflection. It is what they're both carrying. So whether he starts the conversation or she starts the conversation, it's not a blame. It's a reflection. They both have to do some healing, because that's why he brought her into his life, because that's his vibration. That's what he's feeling. So his personal healing is going to have her heal. And if they're in relationship and they don't want to let go of the relationship, either one of them, then they start to heal. They'll do a 21-day or a seasonal detox and begin to restore their hearts, their emotions, begin to look back at the relationships while in the relationship. You can do this inventory while in a relationship. Some people cannot leave a relationship. They don't feel they have children. They have property. They have all these. So if you're in a relationship, it's okay. Let me explore myself even in this relationship. You have a lot of quiet inner time. And you can start asking yourself some of the questions. Why am I here? And what did I carry into this relationship? And am I hurting? And what is hurting? And how am I to let go of that pain and that hurt? And how am I to have a loving relationship going forward in my life? And you'll start to ask those questions, and you write those down. You write the answers, the question, and the answer down. And that's how you do a self-consultation. So he has to do his own personal self-consultation. And she does hers, and then they'll both come to the truth. They may come to the truth at the same time. One may have the courage to speak before the other. Another will say, you know what? I feel the same way, too. I didn't want to say it.
I just think that he just,
Carla,
he's
did
like.
You have another question?
Well, no, yeah, I was just saying I agree. I just think that it's unhealthy to be in a situation because you don't want to be alone, you know, because it's like wasting each other's time. That was just my opinion on it. And he's only
and I agree,
person.
But marriages are because people are innately looking for a partner. And so why are they looking for a partner? Because they don't want to be alone. They want company. They want companionship. They want someone to walk with. So it's not someone necessarily taking advantage of the other person or they're a throwback. They are looking. But what happens is after you finish one relationship, if you don't recover from that relationship, if you don't process that relationship fully out of your system, overcoming, discovering what it is that you, and what state you were in when you brought it in, if you have a relationship, you're still alone. You think you're with that person. You're still by yourself. You're still not feeling connected because you have been disconnected. So really, that person, whether you're in a relationship or not, it's a self-discovery that has to take place in order to have a real relationship, because there are many people in the same house, and they live in two separate bedrooms. They're still not unified.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay, Carla? Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else? Any other questions?
That's what I can, if I can think of something else, I'll press one again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold, okay. Keep listening. Okay.
I will.
Sister Queen, could you take a moment and talk about the gateways? You've come up with a system through which you actually take the women through. It's a part of the healing process to help them to work out different areas of their existence. I mean, I know you talk about sacred words, sacred space, sacred relationships. Could you talk about the gateways for those who might not be familiar with the gateways, what they are and what they are, what you created them with the intention of doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are 12 of them. The gateways is the spiritual anatomy of the woman. As the arit for the man, heal thyself, are that those aspects and qualities of man as he heals. So what they're representing is our consciousness, our state of being. And because all issues start emotionally, psychologically, socially, relationships, and then over years it now moves into a cancer if not addressed. It moves into high blood pressure if not addressed. So, for example, the womb, the first one deals with sacred womb, and so you learn all the different ways of transforming the womb. You become a womb worker by taking part one, which is womb wellness, and part two, which is the sacred woman gateway newt. That deals with the healing of and forming circles to help women to begin to talk it through and to process and release. And you have, that's a therapy that's done. Then you have the gateway of Tahuti, sacred words. So what you say, you become a communication woman of wisdom. What we're saying, women are maybe sharing things in words, and that those words can be hurtful, harmful, can destroy, can maim. And once you say something, you can never take it back. You can apologize, but it's already been said. So words should be as hekau. Words should be as medicine. So we must think before we speak. But if we're toxic, we get overloaded and we just have to say it. I got to get the last word. I got to read you. Or you know, all of that energy is really the poisons in the spirit, poisons in the blood, being overwhelmed in relationships that just have not worked, and here we go again. And then what was told you as a child? How was it told you as a child? Were you told that you were wonderful, that you had potential, or was you told that you're not going to turn out to be nothing and you're just like so-and-so and you don't have enough intelligence to do this, or you don't have enough wherewithal as you become more mature? You, what was told to you that broke your spirit? And so then you then pass that sickness on to others. You have to look at that. Look at your past and begin to shift that and then forgive that and then start to create the words that's going to shape a people. When I have some of the heaviest news to give someone, I do my deepest breath. And then I put a smile on my soul. And I say to them with their 20 issues, I ask them 100 different things, you know, the average person sees me has 10 or 20 issues. So I put a smile and say, I am so grateful that you are here today, because these 20 issues that you have, you're going to begin to let them go every 21 days. You'll have 40 to 50% will be the first 21 days. Isn't that wonderful? Just get that vision with me. The next 21 days, there'll be 60% improvement. And the next, and they're starting to see the vision. They're starting to get excited. And the next 21 days, 63 days, and you're seeing a 70% improvement in your overall health, body, mind, and spirit. And by the time you reach one season of devotion to your wellness, you would have gotten rid of 80 to 100% of all issues. And these 20 issues that you have, they'll be gone, or at least half of them will be gone, and the others are on their way out. Can you see that vision? As opposed to saying, listen, you see you have 20 issues. What have you been doing with your life? You're really messed up. Are you going to change or what? You hear that? Okay, so I have to choose my words. I'd be careful, because if I even think about judging them like that, they'll leave out here crying. And I've had it in my early years. It was three of us. Four of us took this spiritual training together to be readers and such. They're some of my dearest friends. And one of my friends, she was shoot from the hip. And when she was shoot from the hip, I said, wow, you rough. What's wrong? We were all in our 20s. And she would just say, sister, you're going to have cancer. And the rate you're going, and she would give her to read. You know, somebody read you, not give you a reading. They would read you. And that's her technique. Right. She would just read people. But what was she actually experiencing? She was angry. She was angry at her parents. And some things happened when she was a child. She didn't feel supported nor loved. So if somebody have a problem, school of hard knocks. That's what she gave her clients. And that woman left out there hysterically crying. Well, I would have said, I wouldn't have to say you have a cancer. I said you have a growth, because I'm not diagnosed with Bruce. I said you have a growth. But there's some things that you can do. If you're really serious about it, you can change. So it's a choice of words and tones that would allow someone to create an atmosphere of possibilities, an atmosphere of health. So that's the communication. Then you have Ta'ert, which is the guardian, the indwelling guardian of nourishment. And so in that gateway, you'll start to use food as medicine, and you move on to Bes. Bes is the guardian who has the glyph of the feather and the sword. And the feather and the sword, the feather represents the balance, but the sword represents the cutting away of corruptible matter. So whatever is, and that also is the gateway of getting stuck. Many times we want to move forward, but we feel stuck. We feel like we can't move. We feel like there's no hope. There's no way out. There's always a way out. Even if you don't think there's a way out, the minute you start doing a day of cleansing, a day of fasting, clean your house. Just start with something simple. Clean out a closet. That means you're letting go, you're releasing. And in that, you start, all of a sudden, while you release, wait a minute, I can do this. The minute you start doing a little cleansing, wait a minute, you get a revelation from moving your energy ever so slightly. And the more that you keep cleansing your life, to clean up the physical, clean up through the conversation, tell somebody the truth in love. Tell them, I really can't do that. As opposed to ducking and hiding from them, I really can't do that. But when I'm able, I will give it some thought. Be honest and tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, that's the best spirit of best. And then you have Het Haru. Het Haru deals with sacred beauty, and the beauty really comes from the condition of us as children. And some of us have to go back and pick up that little boy, if it's male, or pick up that little girl who's in a closet, who's under the bed, who's ashamed of what's happening in her life, or feeling like she's being bullied in school, and she grows up feeling insecure. As a woman, she's insecure because of what happened then. That set the stage. So I would tell her to go back in her meditation and meet herself, that child self, and tell her, I'm here, the big self, I'm here, and come with me. I'm going to take you out of, I'm going to help you. And when I take a woman through that, it just gives them such relief that they can go back and help that one that was suffering. Because that suffering child, that's our inner child. If that child is suffering, like one woman I spoke to her and I kept working with her, she said, you know, I've been suffering since I was 5 years old. And that, and when we look back, that's what it is. So, but we can heal that. We can wrap our arms around. If there was nobody else there, now you're big enough to wrap your arms around your little self, your child self, and bring your child self into your present and begin to heal her. And that's how the beauty begins to manifest. And you have sacred space, which is intuition. The greatest gift that anyone can have, to me, is to have your intuition. When you are tapped into that inner voice, we always say that that voice always told us something, but we don't always listen. But it's a language. You have to get tuned up to that language of hearing from inside. And then sometimes we'll hear it, and then we'll try to say, no, that's not it, but it is it. But it takes time to develop that and be secure in it, where people who say, I live in the spirit, that they not by flesh, they live in the spirit, they start to listen from up on high, and that's what shapes their life. Everything that I do right now, it is shaped by that place. I ask, I go within every day, in every situation, how big or small, and I'll go into my inner self and I say, Most High within, in turn, show me which way, how should I do this? And you'll get direct instructions, you'll get a full layout of how you should do it. And sometimes you have to clean up deeper to get a deeper understanding, overstanding. That means that's a 21-day fast, that's a 21-day live food cleanse, that's a 21-day vegetarian cleanse, that's a 21-day flexitarian. You got to do some cleansing to get these treasures. These treasures, we have treasures that are inside of us, and we tap in, we are now fortified in spirit. So that's just some of the 12 gateways, from the sacred healer to the sacred relationship healer to the woman of sacred work. When you're on your purpose and you're manifesting your true purpose and nature, if you don't, and this is for both women and men, if you don't, if you keep aborting your purpose, or give your purpose an abortion, or the purpose comes to life, but then it has a crib death because everyone didn't show up, so then you just put it on the shelf and just say, well, I guess it's not my destiny. But you have to nourish and nurse your vision like a baby. Yeah, but you have to change the diaper and change the clothes and wash the baby before the baby can't wash itself. And you know, teach him how to send the potty. This is a training. You have to train that baby to grow. And that's the same with your vision. You have to develop the vision and work with the vision and talk with it and be guided through it and add another piece to it and nurture it. Over time, the vision will then support you. And you will prosper from your vision.
Wow. You know, again, Sister Queen, this is a lot of information, and it's so needed. And, you know, for all of the sisters who you've helped over the years, and all of the brothers as well, I mean, because you do a man heal thyself workshop where you've actually spoken to men. I want to say thank you on behalf of the brothers and the sisters. And so for the brothers, listen, we have a few minutes remaining. You talk about the Man Heal Thyself series that you do, the lectures that you do for the men.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Man Heal Thyself, is the name of the book, Man Heal Thyself, Journey to Optimal Wellness. I pull up the five wounded men. We all have, you know, everyone carries some type of issue. And usually you've been watching it in your grandfather or your father, and it's in the bloodline. So you may be that angry old man, and you're young. You may feel unfulfilled. You may be that a very aggressive man because you feel like you're not being respected or getting your just due. You may be that sexually addicted man, and where you're looking at porno all the time and you're going from one woman to the next, whatever that issue. You may be that man who's on drugs or alcohol and can't stop it. That's the wounded. Those are wounded men. And those wounded men, not judging them, those wounded men need healing. And who can better heal you than your inner self? And so on this journey, you get a chance to meet the wellness warrior. So the wellness warrior is one who can put himself on his own back and carry himself out of harm's way. The bombs are coming from everywhere. His limbs are leaving. A cane is being introduced. The prostate is swollen. Bombs are coming everywhere. He's being threatened that he might have to have a toe removed because his gangrene is growing in it. Bombs are coming everywhere. Throw yourself on your back as a wellness warrior and begin to take the journey and meet up with someone like yourself, a healing juggernaut, these men who know and can help you and walk you through, and then continue to walk through the 12 states of man. And these are all reflected in these body members. From your heart attacks is the number one killer of black men in the United States. Being as the number one killer, that means that our men are leaving. Also, our men are leaving in their 40s and 50s due to their heart. But it's not a physical heart. It's a broken heart. It's a hurt heart.
Mm.
It's a heart that wasn't healed emotionally. And that's the heart that must be healed. And so just as women, see, women, we go to circles. We form circles. We have sister circles and sister gatherings. And men don't do enough of that. They don't. And they don't necessarily tell their fathers what problems they have. It's told that that's, you're not a man if you, you know, talk, you cry, you let go, you know, bad. They'll tell you to man up. So then you'll have a heart attack and you, that's it. So if you don't let that, if you don't undam that stuff, if you don't cry that stuff, then you'll punch the wall, you'll punch somebody, you'll scream at someone, you're verbally abusive. But because it's hurt. That's why you don't know what else to do. You have run out of options as far as you're concerned. You've run out of possibilities, and so you bang at something to let it go. You want to get it out of you, so you're hitting something. And rather than go through all of that, I say take your 12 weeks and you begin to cleanse. I have a call, actually. We have a call for all the levels. So, for example, and going back to, so that you know that it doesn't stop in this conversation. This is the opening of the way, and I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. But on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7, we have a Womb Wellness Wisdom open house workshop. So you can come on call for that. And that number is 559-726-1300. And a student number for access is 60-3249 pound. That's for Womb Wellness. And I will... teaching from that, I teach circles of wealth. You become a practitioner. Once you get that class, that first basic class, and you understand what it is, then you come into the practitioner training, which is starting February the 4th to the 28th every Tuesday night for 2-hour intensive 28-day detox. And then that's Wednesdays, Vibrant Tuesdays. And then we have Power Wednesdays. On Power Wednesday, we have Sacred Woman, the 12 Gateways, and 6 to 7, same number, 559-726-1300, but the access for the students is 502073 pound. At same Power Wednesday, we have Man Heal Thyself with Supernova Slam Hip Hop Medicine Man and Ali, the vegan, Ali Amici, the vegan bodybuilding chef, will be on the call from 6 to 7, same 559-726-1300, and for our students it's 64.98.06 pound. And then finally, Thursday, we have Detox Thursdays. We have the 21-day detox. That's from 6 to 7,
and that's for those who may have any issues. I cover 120 issues. Whatever the issues are, there's a kit that comes with a 21-day detox kit. We're also launching our 14, 7, and 3-day detox kit. And why are we launching those? Because people say, well, I don't have the money for a 21-day kit. I only have it for a 7 or 3-day. Just get started. Once you put one foot forward, the others will come, and everything will start to unfold, and you start nurturing yourself for that.
Mm-hmm.
So those who make the full commitment and get the 21-day detox kit, they're able to come on our free teleconference call, and that's every Thursday night. That's a master detox class. If you stay with us for a season and continue to get your kit every month, then you'll be able to receive the certification as an Emerald Green Holistic Life Coach Practitioner. So in all of these teachings, there are circles of wellness. So my point is that I want to spread the legacy. If only I have this, and when I leave my body, then that's it. But if I can teach it to you, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, our people in Chicago, our people in Detroit, our people in Atlanta, our people in the Caribbean island, if we can spread it, then it's a legacy that has moved from family to family. And so we're healing families, we're healing communities. This is a strategy for our recovery. This is a global healing strategy for our pure recovery. And then with this knowledge, you can take your home and create wellness homes. And creating a wellness home is a gift supreme. That means whoever even comes to your house for healing, they will be able to heal from just what's in your nutrition kitchen pharmacy, and they'll be able to heal what's in your hydrotherapy bathroom, and they'll be able to heal what's in the living room. I teach that in the classes so that your family is empowered. And so
for those people who are listening who might be even just in the New York area or visiting, and they want to come to you and, you know, sit down with you and get a reading and a consultation, is there a number that you can give for those people to reach out to you so that they can get a consultation if they're interested?
Absolutely. 718-221-4325. 718-221-4325. And we're here Monday through Friday and weekends. We do some weekends according to the need.
Okay, and that's in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You know,
I have clients around the globe, so I do consultations, long-distance consultations via phone. So distance
I asked is because I have a daughter in New York City. As a matter of fact, you spoke to her today. That was her that called in and was asking the question about her friend. So I was just wondering if she's up in that area. You look past there and see Sister Queen because she's give you the consultation and, you know, help you to, you know, stay on the path, you know.
Oh, that's
Sister
wonderful.
Queen, any parting words? My wife, when I told her that you were coming on, she was inspired, and she actually wrote a poem. She's like, oh, my God, Queen of Fools coming on or whatever, and just your energy was probably responsible for the poem that she'd like to share, and a Queen Sister would like to share that with you. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello, Queen.
Yes, my beloved. How are you doing?
The name of the poem is called Live It, and it's my affirmation. I've been listening since Jawanza introduced me to you and to your teachings, and it really has changed my life. And yes, it was. I was inspired by your teachings, and this came forth, and I would like to share it. It's called My Affirmations.
Beautiful.
You have to want to live and not die. You have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Start where you are. You cannot depend on anyone but yourself to do this. Live it. Don't be in bondage to your body anymore. Begin to envision yourself healthy and strong. Meditation is the key to renewing your mind and seeing yourself healthy, beautiful, strong, and confident. Take one day at a time.
Don't worry about what people think. Stay focused. Heal thyself. Know that God needs you. Begin to envision yourself free. Begin to envision yourself free of debt, free of criticism, free of low self-esteem. See yourself healthy and successful in your endeavors. Believe in yourself. Know you can do it. Know you are not alone. God wants you to prosper and be healthy. God desires to fulfill all of your needs. Think positive. Get rid of the negative. Let it go. You are slowly killing yourself every day if you do not take up your bed and walk. You are the only one that can do it. Focus on the things that make you happy. Dream again. Be you. Be free. Be unique. Live. 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 That's it.
Oh, a shame. A tap to our intern. Oh, such inspiration. Thank you so much. You are truly a wonderful, sacred couple. And we are all blessed
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. I'm inspired.
We're all inspired
with each other.
You have helped. That's right. You have helped us. We have grown just so much from the information that you've shared with us, and just through, you know, the books that you've written, you know, the interviews that we've done. We've been truly blessed, and we find it just an honor to be able to take your information with you and, of course, share it. We want to share you, you know, with the rest of the world, with the rest of the globe, the global family. And it was an honor for me to, even today, to be able to share you with my daughter Joanna, who tuned in. Thank you so much, sweetie, for tuning in, and I'm glad that you did, and I hope that Queen's information, matter of fact, I know that Queen's information was a blessing to you. Sister Queen, again, any parting words? Again, I know we've gone over our hour, and thank you so much for being so gracious. Any parting words for the listeners?
Mm-hmm. That everything that you have asked for, it's already been answered. All you have to do is tap in to your inner self. Everything that you need is there. Your treasures are waiting for you. If you cannot find them, then just do this. Rise up at 4 or rise up at 5. When your spiritual melanin is pouring out of your consciousness, your all-seeing Ucha eye, it calls the first eye or the third eye. Ask whatever question that's in your heart. How do I make it work? Where is my funding? Where should I live? What's my purpose? How can I attract the mate? Whatever your quest is, the answer's already there. But when the answers come and that treasure is open wide and it pours out, receive it. Don't fight it. Receive it. And if you need more courage to receive it, then eat green, drink green, meditate on green, and you will be strong and empowered to receive your treasure. It is your just due. It is your right. I give thanks and praise for being a servant of the people. May we all continue to heal thyself, for the power to heal all things are within. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and supporting me on this journey, this quest
to help
our people and all of humanity. Good day.
Sister Queen, this is spiritual morning, and I'm sure that those who are listening can feel the presence, you know, of the divine spirit that's in the air. It's permeating, you know, in the room, through the phone wires, through the computers. And again, Sister Queen, it's an honor. I don't even want to hang up the phone. I don't even want to let you go. But I know that you've got the rest of your day.
You know, okay. we've been for a while. I'll come back. Whatever you call, I'll be there.
Well, until the next. All right. Sister, God bless you. Twine turn.
Much more. Much more. Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Thank you.
thankful to have had the opportunity to share Queen Afua with you. And we want to thank you so much again for tuning in. And we want to just say, listen, just stay tuned. We're going to have more shows coming up. And trust me, you're going to be blessed when you hear them. Peace and blessings. I love you.
Peace.
Yeah.